We'll careen into the October 17th, 2008 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report, the weekly audio ham radio magazine of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. In 2006, the ARRL, American Radio Relay League, embarked on an ambitious 3-year program to promote the amateur radio service. Alan Pitts, W1AGP, Media and Public Relations Manager with the League, spoke to a room full of League public information officers at the 2008 Dayton Hamvention.
When I got to the ARRL, one of the immediate things I recognized is there's one of me, there's a whole country out there. It is not possible for me in any way to be writing and plugging all the different newspapers, this, that, and radio stations. It was not going to happen. But the biggest ally and resource that I had was basically you, the PIOs that are scattered all throughout the United States. If I could provide you the materials that were good materials, give you the basic information, give you the materials and the resources that you needed to be able to do your job, then things could work out. And the idea was to, as much as possible, to provide them in quantity and for free. And that concept was agreed upon by Dave Sumner, my boss. And away we went. The first campaign started in 2006. I took the easiest one first. Amateur radio has 3 primary draws that I could identify. I talked with a whole lot of people. And when I asked, why did you get involved in amateur radio, or what interests you about amateur radio, or even if they're not hams, you know, when you think about amateur radio, what do you think about? I got 1 of 3 basic answers. And the first answer was a hobby. It was something that hams do. They like to be friendly. They like to talk with other people. They're talking all over. Please recognize we still had a little bit of propagation going at that time. So yes, there was communication around the world on the HF bands. And I came out with the Hello campaign. The Hello campaign is still out there. It promotes the fun, friendly, hobby side of amateur radio, making friends around the country, making friends all over the world, having fun doing it, and it is perfectly adaptable, especially for scouting or schools, things like this, especially youth type of activities where you don't want to scare their socks off. Okay, but if that was the light side of the force, there was a dark side of the force. And the scary side of things, and the second reason why people got interested in amateur radio, was the emergency side of things. And you've all probably at this point seen the red brochure, emergency communications brochure, which talks about ARIES and all of the emergency communication side of amateur radio, why people get involved in that part of things, and how to get yourself involved in all of what we do. And that actually was, I would say, far more successful than even the Hello campaign. I think it was because of the tone of the country, especially after Katrina and the other storms that were going on. It was very successful in the Midwest, where you had a lot of tornado type of activity and also the skywarn type of activity. A lot of requests came from skywarn spotting training seminars. And the emergency brochure was interesting in the sense that I was allotted the funding to, actually, we only were supposed to have 80,000 of the brochures. Well, I kind of bent and did a little bit of creative financing, as I've been known to do at times, and robbed Peter to pay Paul out of my budget, and I went and got 100,000 printed up, and I thought I was sitting pretty. Anybody want to take a guess how many of those red brochures were requested and have been not just printed, but actually have been put out there in the country? 250,000. Over 260,000 of them were into our fourth printing. So the emergency campaign is still out there, still very much up. And the emergency campaign was the second of the Trinity that I pegged. And the third campaign, very simply, is the We Do That campaign. The third reason why people get involved in amateur radio is the technology of amateur radio. And when you read different newspaper reports, and those of you who are PIOs, you've talked with various reporters and all, and you mention things like digital radio and satellite and all kinds of, you know, possibly TV. Oh, and the reporter got this kind of a blank stare. And the answer is, yeah, we do that. It's not your grandfather's radio anymore. I'm not even sure it ever was your grandfather's radio, but that doesn't matter. And if there is one catchphrase, if we can steal that line from the commercial, the answer is, yeah, we do that. It's not your grandfather's radio anymore. The third campaign is looking at and highlighting the technology, the creativity of amateur radio people. I can't cover all of the technologies that are out there. There are far too many, but I want to hit some of the highlights, the different types of one, to get people interested, to get people curious, and above all, get rid of that image of the fat old man sitting in front of a radio in his basement, and that's all we are. So we start out with some of the interesting parts. We are the national resource. We're the only place where the individual can still go and experiment, try things, do things, and see what happens. Take the box apart, open it up, modify it, and learn from it.
You're listening to a talk delivered by ARRL Media and Public Relations Manager Alan Pitts, W1AGP, about the current League We Do That media relations campaign. We'll conclude our excerpts from Alan's 2008 Dayton Hamvention talk in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available as a weekly podcast from therainreport.com. We'll be right back. This is Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.
Larry Barr was working on solar-powered radio stuff. I told him I needed some help on things. He went out, grabbed about five people, did a wonderful short video, kept it down to the two-minute line, comes on in and takes everything from driving up his old Beep pickup truck into the parking space and setting up the radio and narrates it and does it all in 2 minutes. Sets everything up, boom. Beautiful video, good audio on it. It was great. We talk about careers, and I've got a number of different people that have major careers that are not directly amateur radio, but are amateur radio related. This is how they got their job, through their start, their work with amateur radio, working with packet systems and other systems. We got Ronnie Millsap, who has a beautiful audio piece talking about how his experience with amateur radio has led him to be able to walk into a music studio, all these various amplifiers and all the electronic equipment. He says, hams know about that stuff. That's how he got into it. Ronnie, if you don't recognize country music, has a number of his own songs, writes a whole lot more, and is the guy behind the curtain on many, many others. Rather important player in country music. We also get into the software revolution. That's things that are going on when the chips price started dropping. And ultimately, we start matching not just radios using the computer, but SDR, which is a whole new concept, new technology, where the radio is a computer and you just download a new radio. Where do you want to find these ideas? Obviously, QEX, WinLink, D-Star, other digital signals, APRS, ALE, NBEMS, WSJT, and I wanted to put in some of the other stuff that you might not necessarily think of, and that was the space thing. Near space, Stratofox are two examples. People that are doing the high altitude balloon stuff, satellite TV, AMSAT. And as long as you're going to take technology, let's go as far as we can. And we take it all the way to SETI with Project Argus, where they're trying to get hams to be part of SETI. And they figure that they can cover much, much more of the sky in looking. There's ARIS. The whole idea, again, in this kind of a presentation is to show this isn't your granddaddy's radio anymore. And hams are on, if not the cutting edge of technology, we're trying to develop our own. In times of change, the learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped in a world that no longer exists. There is a special website. We had Hello Radio. We had Emergency Radio. We now have WeDoThatRadio.org. A major undertaking. I've gotten Fathom Incorporated to help me design this. The nice part about this one is if at any point you spot a technology or something that you think is really exciting, really interesting, this one I can add stuff to. Me, myself, and I. I don't have to get the web developers to do it. We're using kind of a blog structure in part of it that it ultimately is going to hook in with the technical information service, and I can add. So if you've got somebody that says, oh, I want the left-handed WIM-WAM technology, can you add that? My answer to you is very simple. Write it up. Give me about 4 paragraphs on it. Give me pictures, give me video, and give me audio. See, this one's a lot more interactive. This one's got audio and video on the website a lot more. I want to get more and more of the kids involved. So there's a lot of interaction. So write it up, pictures, video, and audio about it. Get it to me, and I can have it. It's not a hard thing to do. As a matter of fact, the site is meant to be growing as time goes by. And the guys in the lab are going to be helpful. It also allows people to ask questions right on the website. On the talk on a disc, I intentionally put in 4 slides. You've got the logo. You've got a blank slide you can add your own stuff to. This whole campaign is for you to be able to take, modify, make it your own, make it fit the local situation that you've got, and go with it. There is a script that goes with it. There's other materials that are on the disc. Basically, if you have not a clue, you can take the CD, the PowerPoint, follow the script, and anybody, and believe me, anybody, you can look good in front of a group just by doing that. If you have some experience, if you're comfortable talking with people, if you realize that you know you don't have to stand behind the microphone, you can actually move around and talk and do things, then you can have a blast with this.
You've just heard an excerpt from the 2008 Dayton Hamvention Talk by Alan Pitts, W1AGP, Public Relations and Media Manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. To read more about the league's We Do That media relations campaign, including the multimedia DVD Alan referred to at the end of this talk, take your browser to www.wedothatradio.org. That's wedothatradio.org. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2008 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Hap Holly, KC9RP, Rain's founder and producer, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you all a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.